When I got the phone call to join David's band, I must have been about like 25, 26, something like that.
Okay.
And his career just exploded all at once. He asked me to join his band, which was just brilliant, because I think I was selling advertising space at the time. And I got a call at that office, and the receptionist said that there's a David Bowie for you, in very impressed tones. And I think they were just about to promote me at that time into teaching people how to sell, whatever. So it was a toss-up between joining David Bowie's band or selling more advertising space. So I chose the band, obviously. Mm-hmm. In fact, he didn't ask me. He told me I was joining the band.
Right.
And so basically, it was for a tour of America and Japan and Britain. So we did all that, and I thought that was very nice.
What was it like seeing your good pal from school? You know, as you say, his career just exploded. He released an album, it had done really well,
yeah.
And then everyone knew who he was, and then he did this tour. What was it like seeing that, you know, seeing that happen?
It was surreal in a way, but because David is a friend from childhood, it didn't seem... And knowing him and knowing his background and all the things he'd tried and what he'd done, it didn't seem implausible, but it just seemed surreal. And it seemed like going to a party in fancy dress and doing a turn at the party. And he did most of the turns, of course. but it was a bit like that. It was like going to a party for 3 years and then moving maybe from one venue to another, but the party just rolling on.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if your feet kind of touched the ground during that time.
They haven't yet, thank goodness. So I'm not sure what that is. This middle one is us larking around on the Man Who Fell to Earth set in New Mexico. I must have given... I don't know who I gave my camera to take the picture. It could have been my girlfriend at the time, who was French. And I've got a picture of her and David, and David took one of me, which is in another room, of her and I.
I was going to say, you just look really relaxed and at ease with each other in that photo.
Yeah, it seems that's like... how it was. That was yeah. It's the luxury of having a long, long friendship and not having to... It's like family, isn't it? It's kind of, you know, you're just immediately at ease.
Yeah, it's completely unguarded.
I still have a friend who I met before David, who was David's friend as well, and the three of us grew up together, George Underwood, the artist George Underwood, and George and I are still really close. So it's bizarre to not only have one, but have two friends I've known since I was a child.
Yeah, it's quite unusual. In a
totally
way, you know,
unusual.
It's really, yeah, it's enviable, especially doing all these crazy adventures together, having that base of understanding each other and history.
George a year before, just as a guest. He took George and his wife, Birgit, to a tour in 73, which was the first tour, proper tour he did in America. He just did a few cities, and he took George and Birgit with him. So he liked having his friends around him. Mm.